There's a few things that people need to know. One is that the Do Not Call list is a very successful, effective tool to keep phone calls, sales calls from coming into your house. So make sure that your numbers are registered on the Do Not Call list. You can do that at donotcall.gov. And that will work for cell phones, that will work for home phones. You can go onto that website and confirm whether your phone number is registered. It does not expire. Now, if you have some account change, there's a chance that it could get messed up because if you disconnect a phone number and move to a different phone number, then it kind of resets. So if there's something that affects your account, you may want to go back on and confirm that you're still on there, but it doesn't expire. You don't have to go on every 5 years and re-register or anything like that. There are some exemptions, phone calls from charities, surveys, informational calls, those kinds of things. So you may still get some phone calls. If you ever wonder, file a complaint. Contact the Division of Consumer Protection or file a complaint with the FTC, and they can help determine if that was a call that should or should not have occurred.
Kind of keep track of that caller ID and the name, because
That's
they're
right.
supposed to put the name of who they're calling for, right?
Well, and this is one big problem with phone calls, and that is call spoofing. And so this is, I think, the third thing that consumers need to know, which is if a company is going to break the law, if this is not a legitimate company or a company trying to act in good faith, then you're going to get a robocall, you're going to get a phone call. It may have a phone number that is not the real phone number of who is calling you. So we see this fairly frequently of a scammer calling with a number that's actually a government phone number. One of my favorite stories is when I was sitting in here with an investigator who looked down at their cell phone and was getting a phone call, and the phone number on the caller ID was the investigator's phone number. So somebody was calling and had spoofed that person's phone number so it looked like they were getting their own phone call. So it's a good example of the challenge that we have in this technology-rich world, people being able to hide behind fake phone numbers or fake information. The Do Not Call list, the Do Not Call registry is not going to stop those phone calls from coming in. But what consumers can do and should do is file a complaint with the FTC, file a complaint with the Division of Consumer Protection, and let us look into those things.
You know, because if you're not hearing about it, it's not going to get taken care of.
That's right. And sometimes you might think, oh, this is just somebody who is spoofing or who is an illegitimate business that we're never going to find. And it's not the case. The division frequently investigates cases of do not call violations with companies that we can find and companies who we can address this conduct with.
And probably does it help to have more people letting you know, like, we have this many instances that have been reported to us of this happening. Does that kind of beef up your case too?
It does, yeah. And it helps us know where the hotspots are. Where should we focus our resources? Where should we focus our attention? We get that it's really frustrating for consumers to get a phone call from a scammer when we can't track that down. But sometimes we can. So let us know what's going on and we'll investigate and do what we can.
Okay. What do you do if you're getting a lot of calls? I know it feels like in the law there's exemptions, like if you inquired about a product or that company, or you somehow there was fine print that you missed that let them call you, and it feels like there's no way to opt out of that again. You have to contact the company, or I mean, how do you opt out of those? And then also political surveys, I get a ton, and each time I say I'd love to help, but I'm a member of the media, and my boss doesn't want me to participate in surveys. It just feels like. I think I made that up. I'm not sure if that's true. But I don't just, if they can still within the law call, I guess. I don't know.
There are some groups that are exempt, and one thing you can always do is hang up the phone or don't answer the phone. If it's somebody who really needs to talk to you, they'll leave a message, they'll call back. You'll know who they are, you'll have them in your phone and your contacts. You don't have to answer the phone. Always feel free to hang up the phone. And if you do answer it and it's someone you don't want calling, tell them that. Tell them, I don't want you calling me anymore. Put me on your list and not make any more phone calls.